The government is preparing to implement cybersecurity continuous monitoring. You're not yet? Well, listen to this. Agencies have 1 week left to send to the Office of Management and Budget plans for moving to a dynamic approach to protecting computers and networks. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what are agencies doing over the next few months to begin the implementation of continuous diagnostics in mitigation? I guess it's called the CDM.
The CDM, exactly. And it's going to be a busy next about 6 months or so, and then it's only going to get even worse as we go on. Let's start with the most immediate deadline. That's next week, a week from today, to be honest, February 28th. Agencies will have to submit to OMB their strategy to implement what they now call information security continuous monitoring. You know, they changed the name back in November from just continuous monitoring to add that information security bit to it. Then agencies will have to submit to OMB by April 30th an analysis of human resources gaps and the names of those people who are in charge of implementing this continuous monitoring effort. So two big deadlines that are coming up in the short term. Peter Goldman is the director of information risk programs at the State Department. He says actually the personnel challenges continue to be among the hardest obstacles to overcome.
There's a lot of human capital employed on cybersecurity tasks throughout all the agencies, whether it's direct services provision or if it's intellectual discussions that are brought to bear. Sometimes it feels like we're on the leading edge and industry isn't quite caught up with us. Other times it's the other way around. And what I would look for would be a meaningful partnering engagement on the intellectual side of this problem and the creativity that you speak of. Everybody's a collector of their experience and bring that broad experience to play. And we'd really like to leverage a lot of that and really force multiply it. It's not really enough to have that handful of cybersecurity experts at an agency. We really need hundreds. And it's sometimes difficult to get them. We grow often within, but we'd like to, as a general call to our industry partners, to focus on that human capital just like we are.
Now, Goldman spoke yesterday during a panel discussion on cybersecurity and continuous monitoring sponsored by a firm in Washington that was moderated by our own Francis Rose. So he did an excellent job keeping the panel going forward. The second area agencies are waiting for is the dashboard. Now, that's going to be another, if you will, shoe to drop around continuous monitoring. Now, this dashboard will collect and display cyber health data. Steve Vyer is the director of FedSIM in the General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service. He says the task order under the Alliance Small Business Government-Wide Acquisition Contract actually should be awarded for the dashboard in the next few weeks. He used the word imminent, but we know what that means in government terms, anywhere from today to 6 months from now. But even as GSA awards this task order, agencies will still have to come up with metrics for the dashboard. Margie Graves is the deputy CIO at the Homeland Security Department. She says the dashboard and agency surveys that were filled out months ago actually is going to help, for the first time, bring together a unified view of cybersecurity.
We're all going to be involved in designing the metrics that will go on that dashboard. And what we want to make sure that we do as we walk through that development is to pick the things that are going to be most relevant to us in order for us to be able to take those actions. And when we exchange those metrics and we look cross-government, that we be able to derive themes, conclusions. If you see a certain effect of an attack, being able to know what might be the root cause of that and being able to attack it from that root cause perspective.
Now, Graves says that an interagency working group is just beginning that metric development process, so it's going to be a few weeks before they actually come to some conclusions and get those dashboards in place and up and running. So, again, this is a long-term process, but there's some short-term deadlines coming right up.
So we heard from somebody from the State Department, somebody from Homeland Security. What are they saying about how continuous monitoring can work?
Right. I think both of those agencies are a little bit ahead of most others around the government. In fact, state is probably considered the model around CDM for a lot of the government. Goldman says state will have to make some changes to its current dashboard setup. He's unsure exactly what those changes will be because GSA hasn't awarded the contract. Metrics haven't been determined. But at the same time, he says state right now is using a lot of custom coding and a lot of custom design on their dashboard. So moving to a set of vendors that offered standard products and services actually is going to be very beneficial to how the department secures their networks. Now, DHS is a bit behind state, but Graves says they actually already are testing this continuous monitoring concept.
What we're doing right now is we're taking a set of systems that we feel are camera ready for adoption of the new tools and the new capabilities and the new procedures that are coming forward. And we're putting those systems into a pilot and having each one of our components go through the paces of how you work in an ongoing authorization environment as opposed to what we used to do. And at first, people were a little concerned because it is a cultural change. But when you tell folks that you're no longer going to be putting the three-ring binder together and the cost associated with that, and by the way, we think you're going to have a better picture of your system and where it sits today.
And now that's one of the main things that the CDM program is trying to fix about agency cybersecurity. You heard her say the big three-ring binder, people call that the doorstop, right? They would put it together every 3 years, then they would never look at it again, and then they would never know really what the state of their cybersecurity was day in, day out of their systems. They just knew at that three-year point things looked good or things didn't look so good. But now through this continuous diagnostics and mitigation effort, they're going to have what they call real-time or near real-time to make decisions and to react to threats and vulnerabilities. Now, along with the dashboard and some of these changes, the pilot that DHS is doing, they're actually also looking at other areas. For instance, the DHS's Chief Information Security Officer, Jeff Eisensmith, is working with across the entire components on all the other Chief Information Security Officers to figure out what tools DHS already has, which ones can be used from the CDM contract, you know, and then how to integrate those two different tools and where the gaps lie. Graves says CDM will help DHS accelerate the agency efforts over the last few years and improve what they've been trying to do with cybersecurity, which is move to this more dynamic approach.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So they've got a dashboard they're going to build. They've got next week to tell OMB what they're going to do. What's the long-term picture here? What do agencies hope to be doing several years out with respect to continuous monitoring and CDM?
I think the long-term vision for the entire government is to move out of this reactive state that they're in for the most part. Many times it's, oh, we have a problem, fix it, versus, oh, that could be a problem, let's get ahead of it and fix it. So it's moving to a proactive state. Graves says this idea of predictive analysis is very ripe for vendors to provide help to DHS and other agencies.
Getting the canary in the coal mine, so to speak, to work for you is predicated on what I talked about earlier, which is that the analyst learning and beginning to see patterns and those patterns becoming predictive, and you see them start to give you a trend analysis. And at some point in time, even though we're all coming into this arena together and it's relatively new, at some point in time, those patterns will be recognizable. You won't catch them all because they'll always be the zero-day attack. But there will be some things that you will be able to put into algorithms that when you see certain data coming together and it gets correlated, that you say, okay, that looks like pattern number X. And then you can take the appropriate approach to addressing that. And that learning that occurs in the human element of this is key to us being a success in this arena.
Now, over at State Department, Goldman says, better analytics is an important step along the road of continuous monitoring. Even though the state is ahead of most others, they still need plenty of help. And I caught up with Goldman after the panel to ask him more about data analytics and how State Department plans on using those tools.
NIST has done some things with their program under their SCAP where they're trying to represent this information in a way that they can introduce it along with the data collected through machine collectors in order to represent that broader picture. And this is something we're looking to the CDM program from DHS to sort of lead us down this path. I believe that this is probably going to begin to show itself in the dashboarding when we start to look at visualization of all this information and how we represent that and what that tells us. So we're prepared to go that direction. We're very interested in how we represent the entire picture, not just the machine picture. But as far as having analytic capability, we're still correlating these information feeds and trying to figure out the right answer to that. The tools that we look at are the same tools that are on that CMAS BPA.
Now, Goldman says that these automated tools especially will help with analysis, but also is going to free up people and the people resources to put toward monitoring what's going on across the network. And he compared this to, very interesting, that when there's a crime in the middle of a crowd or a busy place, the police want to get as many people as possible because it's that idea of crowdsourcing. The more people who have seen something, the better data you have. And it's the same thing for cybersecurity within an agency or an organization, the more people looking at your network, the more people looking at what's going on, the more they can report back to see what they're seeing, and then if there are problems or what the problems may look like. Now, Goldman says predictive and a dynamic approach to cybersecurity is really the only way agencies can have a chance against hackers and bad actors who constantly look for new vulnerabilities and opportunities. It's the old adage, offense is always better than defense.
Now, Goldman said that they need hundreds of people for cybersecurity skill just in the State Department. That's not going to happen. Did he have a backup plan for when they don't get all those people they say they need?
I think that's why he was making that plea to industry to say, hey, we need your help too, because industry is going to play a big role in terms of supporting agencies, whether it's State Department or DHS or whomever, in terms of not just implementing CDM, but looking, doing this analysis and moving away from this reactive state of cybersecurity. But I don't think anybody has that answer around how to deal with the cybersecurity workforce challenges.
And dashboards have been a big challenge for agencies. I mean, there's an IT dashboard that was launched several years ago, and pretty much everyone agrees if you want to know what's going on 6 or 9 months ago, it's a great dashboard. But they're talking about a dashboard that tells things before they happen. So I don't think the track record is all that great there. Do they have a plan for making sure that works?
Yes, this is the administration of dashboards. I think that, you know, the last one was the administration of red, yellow, and green stoplights. This is dashboards. I think this cyber dashboard will be much different than the public dashboards that we've seen around IT or several others, performance management, because this dashboard for cybersecurity will not be made public. It's going to be behind the firewall. So including real-time data, and that's the goal of it, is that much more important. And then they don't have to worry about confidentiality issues or exposing vulnerabilities. I think with the IT dashboard, because of the budget process, that makes everything always late, because what OMB says, according to the GAO report, is well, these are pre-decisional, so we can't put it up until it's decisional. But with cybersecurity, all of this is going to be behind the firewall, protected. And so then that is the point again. What's happening today, what's happening now, and let's fix it.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks as always.
My pleasure.